Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guarding your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on 1,000 hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the canker worm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four, the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you, Prophetess Griffin. I hear the word of the Lord for you, saying study more, much more studying for you. It's as though you're going to be taking some courses. I'm hearing God say something about business. God says entrepreneurship. I'm hearing God speak on partnership and signing contracts, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophet Kristen. I just hear God saying that this is a season that he is shining a light on some matters that are taking place in your life, even within your heart. Matters of the heart God is bringing to the forefront, and he's causing clarity to come forth for you. Enlightenment, insight, and clarity. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophet Griffin. I just hear the word of the Lord for you to not to struggle and toil with these things. God says to trust in him and just let the things be. God says all things work for your good, so there's no reason for you to toil. God says to consider a vacation or something, redo your house, bring in some new colors, do something that will help calm your spirit as you go through this time, because you shall be victorious, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Prophet Griffin. I just hear a season of health for you. I hear God saying that he's going to rearrange the way you've been doing certain things as far as your eating is concerned and also your diet. And it's going to mean you're going to start doing some form of exercise. I don't know, something as basic as walking. But in the walk, you're going to start getting creative ideas. And God's going to show you how to put those ideas on the ground, even as you are meditating. God's going to start giving you these creative ideas, but it's time for you to start writing them down and start to really seek God in how to get these things off the ground, because God's got his hand on you and everything's going to be a green light, because it's a season of the go to the Spirit of Living God.
God bless you, Prophetess Griffin. I hear Father God saying greater should be your latter years than your former years, and I hear Father God saying speak and be heard. I do hear Father God saying, study the scriptures, because I hear Father God saying the scriptures are coming alive and the revelation and the truth and the knowledge is being awakened in you in a new way, in a new season. So Father God says, get ready, because you're going to be the solution to what many are praying for. And I hear Father God saying victory, victory, and victory. Father God says new support and new confidence in this season, and that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I know that you were blessed by the other prophets. Prophetess Sandra, thank you for the seed of $177. You will partake of the Day of Atonement. You will partake of the seven blessings. You will come into a season and a time of a mighty, mighty breakthrough. For the Lord says, I will always place you in a position of power. I will always place you in a position of authority. I will always place you around men and women of great power. And what God has said is that you will always sit amongst kings and queens in the kingdom. For I will always place you in the royal court. For the Lord says, I place you there for a particular reason. And though you don't ask for much, it says it's always given to you. Through your life, you've always been thrust into a place of position and a place of leadership. For you will be the voice behind the throne. You will be the Daniel. You will be the Joseph. You will be the Esther. And you will speak my word. You will be the counsel to the kings and those that are in authority, saith the Lord of hosts. So prepare, woman of God, because this is a season where I'm raising thee up. For I have equipped thee, and I put much inside of thee. Oh, the work that I have ordained for thee to do. Oh, there is a depth, there is a spiritual depth, there is a well of resources that I have placed deep down inside of thee. And I heard the Lord says that my children shall drink of the water that I have placed inside of thee. They shall eat of the wisdom that I have placed deep down inside of thee. And the depth of spiritual inheritance, the depth of spiritual heritage that I have placed deep down inside of thee, even from your mother's mother's side, and even from your father's father's side, the wealth and the wisdom that I have placed deep down inside of thee, and many shall come unto thee, and my sons and my daughters, I shall send them forth, and you shall counsel them, and you shall give them the word of the Lord, and you shall give them wisdom. For the Lord will say to thee, Prophetess Sandra Griffin, I am proud of thee, for you have done well. God bless you.